Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my second opportunity to welcome you, and what a monumental occasion, no? Join me in a round of applause. This marks a monumental occasion. It describes a long road that we've been down in working together to come to know each other and to form a path where we travel together toward the development of products, the distribution of those products in a fair and level playing field so that we can at some point in time deliver to the most important person, that's our customer, the opportunity that's packaged inside our seed. You know, I woke up this morning, and when I chose to get dressed, I put on these cufflinks. These cufflinks are the very cufflinks that my mother wore over 50 years ago as she went to nursing school. Her goal then, she knew. It was the goal of helping someone somewhere. She knew in her heart what she wanted to do, and she knew what it would take to get there. Now, I often say to our association, if you don't know where you're going, any path will get you there. Today, together, we've forged a path that brings us together toward doing something that is a very remarkable goal, and that's towards feeding hungry people around the world. And so thank you. Thank you for joining with us. Thank you to the chair of your association and to the Chinese National Seed Association for your dedication to us. And Madam Yun Yang, if you would come forward, please. We would like to present you with this token of our appreciation for your leadership and your guidance. So, thank you for your participation, for your guidance and your leadership in making this event come to pass. Now, there are a few companies, I think, that would like to make some comments at this point in time. Bernice?
My name is Bill Niebuhr, and I'm here today representing DuPont Pioneer globally, but more importantly, DuPont Pioneer from China. And it is a phenomenal day for all of us from that moment earlier this year on that morning when we conceptualized what an MOU could mean to the two leading seed industries in the world. And so it is on this occasion that we bring together the two most powerful agricultural producers in the world to agree to do things that have never been done before. And in my world, I think of how we balance the audacity to believe that we can change the world's food system while maintaining the humility to know how small we are and how big our challenge is. We are, in fact, legitimate leaders if we continue to listen to the customer as Blake and others challenged us to do. Leaders in all parts of the world and in all industries fail when they forget how to listen. And so my challenge after my recent 3 years experience in China would be that farmers in China worry as much about quality seed as farmers anywhere in the world. And that we're often asked, myself, by my company, or by outsiders, where is China relative to the rest of the world in the seed industry? How far behind is it? And I always say that that's not the right question. The better question is, how long will it take China to realize its aspiration and be at a global level? And that time is very short. And so let me close by saying that it is an honor to participate here today in this momentous occasion, but it's even a deeper honor to have the opportunity to live in China, to be in China, and to serve the Chinese farmer. Xie da jia.
I'd like to recognize Kenny Avery now for some comments. Kenny?
Is Kenny not here?
Li Zhao? For comments? Please leave.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Li Zhao, and I'm here representing Steinsee. Today, what a wonderful day. We witnessed this historical moment between this cooperation between China and the United States, and we want to thank both ASTA and SINA for creating this platform for American seed company and Chinese company to be able to work together and to have this great aspiration for the future. I remember when I was in college, I read a book, Who Will Feed China? I was still in China back then. I was like, of course, the Chinese people. But today, I realize it's a global effort. And I'm so pleased and proud that I'm actually was part of it. We, as everybody knows, that Steinsee started in the soybean business, and soybean was originally from China. So we feel we're particularly indebted to the Chinese people. And after listening to David Liu's speech today, he was talking about the fairness index was so low in China. I was shocked, and I felt that I have a bigger responsibility on my shoulder. I think, on one hand, working together with Chinese company, we as American company will probably it will be a win-win situation for us financially, but we also have a social responsibility by helping us at the same time we're helping the Chinese farmer. And thank you very much. I look forward to working together with everyone here.
Thank you, Lee. And now Tim Johnson. Tim, would you come up and say a few words?
Well, at this moment, I'd like to say a few words on behalf of the International Seed Federation. I mean, both China and the U.S. are very important to the seed industry, but not only for China and not only for the U.S., but for the rest of the world. And I think the signing today allows us to build momentum and leadership that can not only take and feed more people more successfully in China, but I truly believe it will create the opportunity for us to help feed more of the rest of the world. And to me, that's the great opportunity of the beginning of this relationship, is partnering together for the success of the world. And on behalf of the International Seed Federation, we think it's a really great opportunity for us to be here and participate in this conference. Thank you much.
Thank you, Tim. And we're really excited about your presiding over the ISF, and congratulations and good luck. John Schoeniger from H.M. Klaus. John, would you like to make comments, please?
Well, I'm just here to say a few words about what this means from my perspective, and that is this cooperation and this coming together, and we heard a lot of it from John Latham, but I think all of us in agriculture realize it's built on relationships and mutual trust between people. And I think every endeavor in the world, you can class the two parties as buyers and sellers, and there's give and take. An exchange of mutual benefit that actually enriches both parties. And I think that is the ultimate goal of the MOU, is to bring understanding so that both parties are enriched in their daily life and bring that back to their customers and to their country. So I think we're all looking quite forward to the new endeavors and continued communication and working together. So thank you very much. Appreciate it, and we look forward to it.
I'd like to recognize Kenny Avery for some comments. Kenny?
Good afternoon. Ni hao. You know, on behalf of Monsanto, this is just a very important occasion for us. Like our other collaborators and competitors in the room, China is a huge market for us. Having been in Asia for a number of years and been to China a number of times, you know, we're invested from a company standpoint from sustainability, producing more, conserving more, and improving lives. And it's all about yield, and it's all about improvement of agriculture across the world. So this kind of event, exchanging ideas and listening to questions, and then the opportunity to network afterwards and to bring these two opportunities in these two countries together is just a tremendous opportunity, and thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Thank you, Kenny, for those comments. And now, finally, I would like to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to preside over this monumentous occasion, this event. It's going to be one of the highlights of my chairmanship for the American Seed Trade Association, and certainly a milestone for a number of things that will happen in the future and we'll be able to look back on and reflect on. And I would also like to say thank you on behalf of the American Seed Trade Association staff for your wonderful courtesies to the entire delegation as they've traveled to Beijing. And so, again, on behalf of our staff, thank you. And then additionally, thank you to all who have brought us to this occasion. And a special thanks to Andy Levine and Madam Yun Yang for your leadership. And with that, that concludes our presentation, our signing of the MOU. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. We have